from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Our entire region is under a heat warning for the next couple days. Environment Canada meteorologist Gerald Cheng says it's due to a hot, humid air mass to the south, driving temperatures into the 30s and humidex reaching 40.
It's going to be an above normal summer. And so this isn't the last heat event. We can expect more. And so we need to be prepared because there's still a lot of summer left.
Summer arrives at 4:50 Thursday afternoon. Cheng expects the heat and humidity to end late Wednesday or overnight into Thursday, when thunderstorms moving in will cool things down. The Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board is closing its early on center at the YMCA on July 1st. The Y intends to use the space for 24 more daycare slots. Early on offers a wide range of programs for parents and children up to 6 years old. DSAB Children's Services Director Shannon Costello says, however, that due to demand in South Porcupine, the early on center is moving there.
That will happen September 1st. We'll be opening up a center in Spruce Hill Lodge. We're going to have some programming outside of Spruce Hill Lodge and across the community with our early on program that will be moving.
The two other early on centers remain at the Timmins Native Friendship Center and Neofax headquarters on Ross Avenue. A new group of what it calls Women and Allies has formed in Timmins to empower women in the mining sector and get them equitable access to growth and leadership roles. Women in Mining Timmins is affiliated with the Canadian Institute of Mining. Its Porcupine branch chair, Stephen Bergano, offered CIM support. As someone who runs a mining recruitment firm, he related how one African client has mandated him to find women for its global operations.
That's what we want to do in Timmins as well. We want to provide opportunity and sort of develop a network where there's more communication, more involvement and collaboration, and certainly falls within the mission statement of the CIM.
Saturday was the International Day of Women in Mining, as it is every June 15th. This morning in our weekly history feature, Karen Bachman spoke of one of two attractions right in the front yard of the Timmins Museum. One is the Hollinger House. Mere steps from there is the original Hollinger Mine stamp mill.
And that stamp mill was brought into the camp in January 1910 by Noah Timmins when he first came in, and they were starting to do the exploration and working on those claims that Benny Hollinger had sold him. So that stamp mill is really the beginning of gold mines in our area.
More local sites of historic significance in the weeks to come. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at mytimmonsnow.com.